Welcome to the fifth and final part of How to Open Your Own Profitable Real Estate Agency. In this part, we pull the whole program together, examining the essentials to building a great business, pointing out the pitfalls to watch, and finish with a complete 20-point success checklist. By now, you should be seeing that opening an agency as an independent is a viable alternative to joining a franchise or a marketing group and then paying for the privilege. And I hope that I've made it clear that with systems and focus, you can build a profitable business that can enhance your life instead of consuming it. Growing from a job to a real business begins on page 69 and the text begins on page 70. Whether you purchase a going concern or open as a single person operator, to grow the business into a vibrant, profitable real estate agency, you need knowledge, plans, and you need systems. Now, from the moment you open, your first focus must always be survival, to reach and then exceed break-even point as soon as possible each month. From the day you open, every month where you fall below break-even point, this eats into your capital and your cash reserve. You cannot sustain this for long. Winning businesses focus on results. Break-even point is never a target, and I can't stress that enough. You don't make your break-even point a target because all you're saying is, I want to break even, and that means I don't want to make any profit. So break-even must never be a target. Profit is the target, and to reach acceptable profits that are in line with your goals, you must make exceeding break-even point a habit. Your second focus is finding winners to join your company. You must not neglect hiring. You know, this is probably one of the biggest traps that pretty well all of our leaders have fallen into over time, and that is they just stop hiring. And until your team is at the size that you want it to be at and the quality of team members that you want, then you must never ever stop hiring. Please never neglect hiring. As the great leadership trainer Dave Anderson says, nobody succeeds alone. For this reason, a portion of expenses is allocated to recruitment marketing. Never become too busy to seek and hire potential winners. And if you have a highlighter and you've printed your manual out, highlight that sentence. Never become too busy to seek out and hire winners. If you follow our advice and hire a top-notch receptionist with secretarial and administration skills, this person will now prove invaluable in helping you to set up your recruitment marketing and will also contribute to the early vetting stages as CVs arrive. I'm working with a real estate leader, and she is a terrific salesperson. She personally writes in excess of $1 million in real estate in a country area with a low selling fee, so she is a phenomenal salesperson. And over the years I've been working with her, she's been far too busy to build a team. And so she's still operating as a one-person sales outfit with about two or three support people virtually as her assistants. And instead of nagging her to build a sales team, to get out and start hiring, what I said to her was, you need somebody to help you build and grow this company. So what you need is you need an administration controller. You need somebody that can coordinate the hiring for you. You need somebody that can put the CVs on your desk so that at the appropriate time you can sit down and read them. You need somebody to take those CVs and send an email to the people who aren't acceptable and to ring the ones who do look interesting and to line up a time for you, the leader, to call and conduct a phone screen. You need somebody to set up what's the next action in your hiring program. You need somebody to work with you so that you build a team. So the first person I said to this leader that I want you to hire is an administration controller, a top-notch administrative person who can spearhead the hiring, who can take the administration tasks away from you and leave you to make sales and to grow the sales team. And so it took a little while, but this leader finally did that. And now she's got a top-notch administration controller. And within the first week of this administration controller being appointed, the administration controller is now spearheading the building of a winning team. So this top-notch administration controller who can fill in for other roles, can be a receptionist and then eventually hire a receptionist, who can be a sales secretary and eventually hire somebody to fill that role as the agency grows. This person is going to be hugely valuable and hugely important when it comes to you building a successful business. Please hire an administration controller. Get somebody smart to work with you and to help you grow the business. Remember that you will burn out without a sales team, and this is why hiring and building a sales team has to become your second highest priority, and that immediately comes after survival. Survival, making enough sales to reach and exceed break-even point. Making a couple of sales over break-even point so you make a profit. Spend the rest of your time hiring people, developing people, and building a sales team around you. Do that and you'll build a business. Don't do that and you'll always be a one-person operation. Some points to consider. Structure. You need to think about the agency structure. You need to think about the staff, reward systems, business systems, marketing, prospecting, your CRM, things like this, training, results, survival, and success. And for that, you'll need goals and vision. So let's look at structure on page 71. You must determine the roles for every person in your company and provide a written job description or a summary of their tasks. This equally applies to salespeople. A business must achieve a high level of competence in three main areas. Number one is management. This involves deciding what must be done, how it's going to be done, and then ensuring that it is done. And this is why you need that top-notch administration controller to work beside you and to help you in these tasks. It requires a person to think, to analyze, to question, and then to decide. It also requires that a system of procedures and checkpoints be installed and maintained. Management must always know the correct status of the business. Management keeps a careful eye on the income, the expenses, and the profit. Management guides the business. People who are good at sales do not always make the best managers. If you fall into this category, you should hire a good manager as soon as possible. That is, if your startup receptionist is not suitable for the role of administration controller. Number two is sales. Now, at the time you start, you are first and foremost a sales operation. You must make sales sufficient to exceed your break-even point each month and to make a profit. Now, once you determine the required income and profit levels per sale to reach your goals, you must guide the business and create and maintain an upward climb in sales. The sales department of the business must have plans, systems, and a method of achieving its goals. Salespeople are critical to the success of the business. Their attitude, their skill, and their level of improvement has a colossal effect on the prosperity of the business. It's the duty of management to ensure that salespeople are selected, supported, and directed. And you've got to get those three things right. Select right, support well, and then direct. The greatest sale a company can ever make is to find and keep a great salesperson. The sales team in a business are the results creators. The third element in the structure is leadership. Management decides the direction, leadership provides the inspiration. A great leader is essential to great success. The importance of leadership is often underrated. The role of a leader is probably the most difficult of all. However, leadership can be learned. The owner of a business must constantly study leadership. Leadership keeps a team together. Leadership provides stimulus for action. Now, people work for managers, but people follow leaders. A leader is the visionary, the person who draws and binds the team together and then takes the business towards the leader's long-term vision. Now, this means that not only do you have to study leadership and constantly be working on yourself to become a better leader, you need to think about a long-term vision. I ask our leaders, the leaders that we work with in Pittard, where are you taking your company? What is your vision for your company? What do you want this company to look like in 5 years' time, for example? We've got to have a vision. Of the three roles, the most important is management. Poor salesmanship causes mediocrity. Poor leadership causes fluctuation and stagnation, but poor management causes bankruptcy. So determine your strengths and weaknesses in all roles and hire people who complement your weaknesses. So in other words, if you're not a good manager, hire a good manager. If you're not a good leader, then learn to become one. You need to be constantly working on yourself in leadership, and I'll say that again, constantly working on yourself in leadership. A manager need not be a great salesperson. A manager only needs to know what needs to be done and then find a way to get things done. A good manager can build a great business. Now, I say that reservedly. There's one thing I've seen with some managers over the years, some leaders who are good managers, is a lot of them develop the ability to say no. They say no to anything. Now, any idiot can say no, all right? Anybody can say that. But what we have to do as good managers is say no to the right things, but also say yes to the right actions that are going to lead the company towards greater profit. So you've got to be careful. A good manager does not mean just cut every expense and keep saying no to everything. A good manager says yes to the right expenses and says no to the wrong expenses. Now, moving on to sales. Sales is a vital role. The owner must know how to get listings and how to make sales. Many business owners who make the transition from good salesperson to management are totally incompetent managers. Most salespeople do not enjoy management. A good salesperson can't build a great business unless the salesperson becomes or hires a good manager. This is the major challenge facing most businesses. On page 73, the number one cause of real estate problems is poor management by salespeople who are better suited to sales. Now, leadership is the growth role. Without a great leader, a business has a limited future. Many failing businesses are overmanaged, but they're underled. Good salespeople can become great leaders. They can learn to simplify the management tasks and attract people to help. Now, in the beginning, it's necessary to do all you can to cover your expenses. If this means you sell real estate, then you must do it. And this is why you do not want to be at the mercy of salespeople. If you are opening a real estate business, you must know how to sell. You don't have to be brilliant, but you do have to know how to sell. You must know how to bring business in. And if it means that you have to go out and sell real estate in order to cover your expenses, you've got to do it. However, you must allow time to build the business to the stage where it does not require your input into the sales department. Building a business does not necessarily mean building the income of the business. Turnover is not profit. Building a business means building yourself a future where the business works for you and repays you for your effort, for your risk, and for your investment. Your aim in building a business is to have a business that can function effectively without you. If you don't do this, you will never have a successful business. Leaders determine the direction and keep the company moving forward. Managers create salespeople who create income. Salespeople create the income. Income is the first step to achieving the purpose of a real estate business. Now on page 74, the next thing to consider is staff. Upon opening your agency, your entire team will possibly comprise yourself and a receptionist slash secretary who will grow into the role of administration controller, ultimately running the office, staffing it with non-sales support people. Now, while in this startup phase, you're a one salesperson operation. As the agency leader, you wear three hats: leader, manager, and sales team. You should aim to remove two of those hats as soon as is practicable. Those hats are manager and sales team. If you selected the right person for the receptionist secretary role, you will have a person who will grow into the manager role. This person should help you design and implement systems for running those back-of-the-house tasks and hire support people as the agency grows. If you decide to implement business systems such as Pittard's Agency Profit System, this person will also assist you with their implementation. The administration controller is a valuable person in your company, and if you are the sole salesperson in your company, this person should be your first hire. He or she will keep administration distractions away from you, freeing you to make more sales and hire salespeople. You'll be supplied with regular financial reports by this person so that you keep abreast of the company's financial status. This person will also coordinate the office's marketing for listings and recruits. Note for those who purchase an existing agency, if you purchase a going concern, then you've inherited staff. This creates as many challenges for new owners as does starting from scratch. As a leader, you need to know your team. If you inherited staff, you should get to know the team as quickly as possible. As you understand each person better, you should quietly begin categorising each team member. First of all, you have to think about whether they're a yes, definitely a winner, well suited to the role, a good fit for the company and the culture you're trying to create. As you build a great business, this person will be coming with you. Then there are the no's, definitely not a winner. Not suited to the role, not a good fit for the company and the culture you're trying to create. You should remove this person from the company as soon as possible. And then, probably the hardest of them all, are the maybes. You're not sure whether they're a yes or a no. Now, your priority should be to move them into a yes category or a no category within 2 months. If a no, then they leave the team. Receptionist is next. As the agency's results climb, your receptionist secretary come administration controller will hire a replacement receptionist who should also have secretarial skills. Small companies need utility players. A home finder. This person is a full-time prospector whose only task is to prospect for listings. Their salary is built into your listings marketing budget. Salespeople. Whether you open a shoebox agency, open a larger agency, or buy an existing business, it's essential that you start hiring salespeople as soon as possible. Don't get trapped into remaining a one-man band for long. The future of your business depends on you surrounding yourself with the right people. You may be tempted to contact salespeople from your previous agency. We don't recommend this. The most common hiring method used by the real estate industry is to poach competitors' salespeople. Now, this is a one-way ticket onto the revolving door of mediocrity. Think about it. If they're doing so well where they are, why would they leave and come to a startup agency? The answer is higher commission. And if you pay higher and higher commission percentages to attract salespeople of dubious skill, you will see your profits go lower and lower, and you may even begin to lose money. Another temptation is to hire anybody using gut feel as your guide. This is another bad way to hire. You cannot build a winning agency on a foundation of mediocrity. And if you have a highlighter there on page 76 down the bottom, please highlight that. You cannot build a winning agency on a foundation of mediocrity. You owe it to your business, to your family, and to yourself to find and keep the best people. And that is in all roles. And if you're going to hire, find, and keep the best people, you have to begin by being the best you can possibly be yourself. So, you might have put in a lot of work to become the best salesperson you could possibly become. Now, you're going to need to put in a lot of work to become the best leader you could possibly become. Now, let's look at hiring salespeople on page 77. Anybody you hire for a sales role should be put through a hiring system, which allows you to make a hiring decision quickly, but which also gives you the greatest chance of identifying winners and eliminating those who will not suit the role. Pittard clients seldom hire experienced people with bad habits to unlearn, and they certainly don't get caught up in commission auctions to attract people. Typical industry reward systems are a sure path to low profit. A good hiring system encompasses attraction, creating a quality flow of potential candidates for the leader to interview. Selection, vetting systems to identify suitable candidates. Induction, bringing the right people into the company and making them productive quickly. Training. Recruits must be trained, with some training before they commence with the agency. Trialing. Moving rookies through a series of tasks towards a sales role. And then ongoing development. Winners never stop training. The more you learn, the more you earn. Pittard's agency profit system contains a comprehensive hiring system that helps agency leaders find and create winning salespeople. Although Pittard has contractual obligations with some agents in some areas, if you're not competing with a Pittard agency, we're happy to offer you an obligation-free inspection of the agency profit system. Now, good training systems should be targeted. Salespeople should have access to programs that improve areas of weakness. They should be diverse. Any topic that agents need to know should be available in your office. Current. Old CDs can have good material, but advanced agencies need advanced training. Online, platforms such as Pittard's iTrain deliver training anytime, anywhere. Training should also appeal to differing learning styles, seminars, online, webcasts, manuals, video, audio, and interactive events. Keep your people interested. Pittard's iTrain is a revolutionary way to train your team. Now let's look at the two hiring excuses at the bottom of page 78. Most experienced leaders use two excuses for not developing a winning team. They say, "I can't find good people." They also complain that the biggest challenge with salespeople is getting them to do what they should do. Now, both are quite accurate, with this one caveat. You cannot find good people, and you cannot get salespeople to focus on the right actions over the long term if you have inadequate hiring, induction, and training systems. But in fact, you can find good people and make them productive if you have good systems to do so. Now, how should you reward salespeople on page 79? As mentioned previously, we advise caution before rewarding salespeople using standard industry schemes. So let's look at commission only. The standard commissions used to reward salespeople result mostly in low-paid salespeople in struggling agencies. Commissions offered by agencies range from 40% to 80% and beyond. Even at 50%, your salespeople take half of the fee, leaving you with 50% and all of the expenses to pay. Commission-only remuneration is an admission by leaders that most salespeople will fail, so this method of payment is better because at least if they fail, they won't cost me anything, and that's what people think. Now, this is nonsense, and it fails to take mediocrity into account, and there is a huge cost to mediocrity. Would it be reasonable to say that a salesperson could lose one listing per month through incompetence? That's 12 listings a year. Now, if only half of those sell at a $12,000 gross average selling fee, the salesperson has lost $72,000 in fees for the agency. Incompetence is the greatest cost. And when you compare incompetence, the loss through incompetence, to the cost of training, let me say this to you, training is an absolute bargain by comparison to the losses through incompetence. Commission-only remuneration allows salespeople to earn a living from low results. Many average one sale per month, much less in many cases. Some operate in high selling fee areas, $20,000 gross average fee and higher. At 50% commission, these salespeople earn, if you can call it that, $120,000 per annum, while the agency may not have made any profit from that salesperson. Now you tell me, how is that fair? The big problem is that there's no money left to take the company forward, no money for training, very little for marketing, and insufficient funds for expansion. Now, if you doubt this, why are so many agents struggling? Why do so many salespeople leave the industry? And why are so many salespeople earning such low incomes? And that is the reality of the real estate business in Australia, in New Zealand, in Singapore, in Malaysia, anywhere I've gone, across Southeast Asia, it's the reality of the industry. It's the reality. Now let's look at debit credit on page 80. Under a debit credit system, salespeople are paid a small retainer or a salary. Their commissions are withheld until they've repaid the retainer. Once salespeople have earned sufficient income to repay their debts to the company, he or she falls into the same category as commission-only salespeople, with all of the disadvantages previously mentioned. Debit credit retainers are traditionally very low, bordering on pathetic. They too are an admission that agency leaders expect most salespeople to fail. These low retainers fail to attract the best people. And then there's salaries and bonuses. Pittard member agencies have been using salary and bonus structures for more than 25 years. The average profit of a Pittard member agency is 3 times greater than the published industry averages. Fair reward structures are at the core of these agency profits. Be very careful before you give away percentages of your gross income, whether to franchises or to salespeople. It is far fairer to split the profit, not gross income. Now, this is what Pittard recommends. Sales teams in our member agencies split the agency profit between the sales team and the agency principal. Salespeople are rewarded by salary and bonuses. Salaries range from the low $60,000 to over $100,000. Bonuses are calculated quarterly, which rewards salespeople for consistent performance. Salespeople share their listings and work as a team. Bonuses are paid from profit and not while the agency is yet to cover their expenses, as is the case with commission-only and debit credit remuneration schemes. You can have a successful salespeople and high profits at the same time. Pittard's peak performance payment plan is explained under the hiring and selection section of the agency profit system. And as I mentioned previously, although Pittard has contractual obligations with some agents in some areas, if you're not competing with the Pittard agency, we're happy to offer you an obligation-free inspection of the agency profit system and iTrain. Business systems and control are at the top of page 81, and let me begin by stressing that control and business systems go hand in hand. If you want control of your agency's results, if you want control of your agency's profit, you need business systems. And regardless of market conditions, your business must produce predictable results. It must deliver the profit you choose. This requires a system. You control the system controls your business. This is the only way that you can achieve your potential and reach a level of great success in a real estate agency. Your sales always reach a minimum standard set and decided by you. Your team performs how you want the team to perform. They all reach or exceed their targets. You select and achieve your profit level. Your agency becomes profitable without you having to make sales. In other words, you have a real business. These are your rewards for the investment, the hours, and the risks. You can choose to be involved or not. You can have what is known as freedom of choice. A good business can give its owner freedom of choice. A real estate business is a perfect business for this to happen. And for that to happen, you need control systems. Control is achieved with a system that focuses on achieving the results forecast in the company's business plan. It takes time to devise a plan and to write a system. And then it takes time to implement the system. It takes much more time than you may have as a selling principal. Most real estate businesses do not have a system for controlling the results of the sales department, and this is why most agencies exist at bare survival level, many for decades. You will struggle without a business system, which is why you should at least inspect the agency profit system. Consult with Pittard prior to opening or taking over an established business, and we will give you an initial consultation at no charge. Pittard has the only comprehensive business plan for the creation of a profitable real estate business that's available in the marketplace, and it gets results. A great system gives you control of your business instead of the business controlling you. On page 83, let's look at the 5 essential system elements. First of all, number 1, you need financial control. There's no point making sales unless the income from the sale exceeds the expense of obtaining it. You must have a system that controls all financial aspects of your business so that you always know your present and forecast financial status. You must have no unpleasant financial surprises. I recently visited an agency that had just attended our agency profit system presentation and joined our leader circle. And I visited their agency to conduct a present condition analysis of their business to see where the business was at the moment. And then 10 days later, I conducted a follow-up call. And in that 10 days, I asked these people to do a complete financial assessment of their business using the tools that were provided to them at the agency profit system. Anyway, one of the things I asked them to do was to examine their cost price and compare that to their gross average selling fee. And what they discovered was that they were losing $1,400 for every sale they made. In other words, their costs exceeded their income by $1,400 per sale. And once they examined their finances using the tools that they obtained at the agency profit system, it became quite easy to identify where they were losing their money. And so now we're working on addressing those problems, plugging those holes so that they can start to make some profit. They'll make a little bit of profit per sale at first, but that's got to be better, I'm sure you'll agree, than losing $1,400 per sale. Now, you might be sitting back smugly thinking, you know what, they're just poor financial managers. Well, let me tell you, they are typical of many of the agencies that we've visited that have been trading for some time. There are a lot of people in real estate businesses that aren't making very much money, and because they don't have systems, they don't know why. So you need financial control. Next is focus control. You must constantly focus on the key profit components that will lead to achievement of your personal and company goals. Regularly monitor your progress in finances and in results so that you know exactly where you'll be at any given time and you know exactly what action that you can take to keep your profits high. The third element of control is that you need team control. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your people. And if you have a highlighter in the middle of page 83, please highlight that. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your people. And the quality of your people is a direct reflection of the quality of the systems that you have for finding, training, and supporting them. A winning sales team is one of the surest elements to achieve if a system is followed. It is an element that can totally change your life. A team of dedicated champions will make you rich. Number four, you need listings control. Listings are the lifeblood of your agency. Searching for listings must become routine. There is a huge range of print and digital marketing materials available to Pittard's member agencies. Listing flow is an essential element for the creation of a profitable agency, and it's explained fully in the agency profit system. When you control the listings, you control the sales. And you might want to highlight that too at the bottom of page 83. When you control the listings, you control the sales. Reward your team members fairly and you also control your profit. Listing flow is an essential element to controlling your future. And five, you need controllers. Very seldom do we see people who are competent in all three areas, leadership, management, and sales. And even if you are competent in all three, do you want to be consumed by all three roles? If you are to build a business, you must build a leadership team around you. You need an administration controller. This is a manager. You also need a sales controller. This person runs the sales team. These two people finds will set your business up for greatness and for freedom of choice. The administration controller hires and supervises the support team, assists the leader with hiring salespeople and home finders, coordinates listings marketing, coordinates property marketing, coordinates recruitment marketing, financial reporting, office management, removes distractions from the sales team and supports the sales team. The sales controller lists and sells to a base level, and that's a minimum performance level that's set and is always achieved by the sales controller. Works with the sales team to achieve personal and company targets. Facilitates sales, training and planning meetings, liaises with the leader on sales team issues, is responsible for results, assists the leader with sales hiring, coaches the team. The sales controller may become a partner in the business or buy the business when the leader decides to retire. So very, very valuable person find are these two roles. On page 85, let's look at success. In fact, let's quantify what it means to be successful in a real estate business. In your first 3 months trading, the money you've used is your startup capital. It's your investment of your own money into your future. It will get you to the end of 3 months trading without excessive weight loss due to undue stress. However, you're going to need money for the future. There is only one method you should ever use to fund the maintenance and the growth of your business, and that is money that comes from sales income. Once your business is established, at the end of 3 months, you should never obtain money from any of the following methods. First of all, the sale of assets. If you must sell assets to keep your business going, this is an indication that you're losing money. It's an indication that you're doing something wrong. Selling assets is not the solution. Corporate borrowing. Borrowing money to keep your business going is an indication that you're losing money. It's an indication that you're doing something wrong. Corporate borrowing is not the solution. Leasing. Apart from your office premises, you do not need anything that needs to be leased. Do without until you can pay cash. Leasing is one of the greatest traps, adding fixed costs to the business's break-even point. Leasing is a quick solution in the short term and can cause almost insurmountable financial problems in the long term. Mortgage on the family home. You may have put your family home at risk to start your business, but this is the only time that you should ever take such a risk. One of the main aims of your business is to have your family home totally paid out. Keep the family home out of the business and do not use it as a gambling chip. Before mortgaging the family home, consider selling an asset to fund your business with proceeds from the sale. Wages for you, the owner. If you pay yourself a wage from the business, you're reducing your operating capital. Owners are paid from profit. After the business is regularly making a profit, you can take a draw. But until then, run as lean as you can, both in personal and in business expenditure. And do understand the concept of separate entities. One of the first habits you must develop with your business is the habit of seeing yourself and your business as separate entities. You're going to build this business to the point where it gives you a magnificent life, where it works hard for you and not the other way around. To be sure, in the first couple of years, you will work hard in the business, but always remember that the secret to a truly successful business comes from working on the business. Now, being able to work on your business begins with developing the habit of seeing your business as a separate entity to yourself. This is the way of successful leaders. On page 87, there's 5 success habits. The first is keep expenses low. Now, this means startup expenses and operating expenses. And when we say low, we mean really low. If you've ever seen or appointed a financial administrator in a troubled company, you understand this concept. These people are brilliant with expenses. Their method is, unless every dollar is guaranteed to create more dollars, no dollar will be spent. You can learn more in 3 days from watching such an administrator than you can learn in 3 years from watching a typical company. The second success habit is follow a successful system. Successful businesses are run with successful systems. Either design your own or go to the market and find one that works for you, one that guarantees results, not higher turnover but higher profit. And I do mean get a guarantee. So you've got 3 options. Number 1, use typical industry systems. With so many real estate businesses struggling or barely surviving on the owner's personal sales, the efficacy of typical industry systems must be doubted. Or number 2, you could design your own systems. It is possible to write and design your own system. The information from this course would be a good place to start in helping you write and design your own business systems. Or 3, you could use the agency profit system. And this is worth considering if it's available in the area where you wish to open an agency. If you plan to open an independent agency, it should be at the top of your must-inspect list. Pittard is the viable alternative to going into a franchise or going into a marketing group. And if you don't compete with Pittard member agencies, then we'd be pleased to give you an obligation-free inspection of the agency profit system. On page 88, the third success habit is to employ the best. And please make this your mantra. I only have the best people working in my company. Do not ever tolerate mediocrity. Do not ever tolerate bad attitudes. Do not ever tolerate bad behavior. Do not tolerate people who do not fit into the company's culture. Employ the best. It'll make your role as a leader so much easier. The good people are easier to lead than people who are less than good. And this mantra of employing the best applies to all roles within the agency, from the receptionist through to the leader, hire for attitude and practical fit, train for knowledge and skill. Everybody studies, including the leader. Pursuit of excellence is a requirement for employment, or it should be, if you're smart. You'll have setbacks and disappointments, but always remember that it's not the ones that you lose that matter, it's the people that you keep. The fourth success habit is work on yourself. Probably the most important of them all, leadership, management, sales are different roles. Each requires competence, all can be learned. Leaders who do not study leadership are destined for mediocrity as surely as are salespeople who will not study sales. And the fifth success habit is set goals and make plans. Set goals and have a business plan. At a minimum, have plans to achieve five clear financial goals. And these should be your goals: a family home fully paid, no dumb debt. Dumb debt is borrowing on anything that depreciates, anything that goes down in value. Think about cars, for example. You lease a car, those lease payments, that's dumb debt. Three is high cash reserves. Four is secure investments. And then the fifth goal is a source of passive income. Those are the goals you should be setting for yourself. And of course, the profit from your company is what is going to help you achieve those goals. Now let's look at the seven greatest mistakes of real estate agents. And the first of these is emulating competitors. If most of your competitors are struggling and going broke, despite how successful they look, why would you want to emulate that? There's no greater or more common error in real estate than agents using the same systems as their competitors. It's the biggest profit-killing trap. More than 98% of agents fall straight into it. These agents do not understand how they're hurting themselves. They use the "that's how it's done in this area" line to explain why they do the same things as their competitors. The most incredible aspect of this error is that the systems being copied are not successful. I visited an agency recently following the owner's attendance at the agency profit system, and again I was in this office to conduct a present condition analysis of the business. And while we were there, we put together some actions on an action sheet, and then 2 weeks later I followed up by telephone. And in that 2 weeks, these owners told me how, thanks to one idea they got from the agency profit system, they cancelled a contract which saved them $4,000 per sale. And what they said was, at our average selling fee and our average level of sales, we've saved $4,000 per sale thanks to this one idea that we got from you. And they said, really what's happened now is Pittard has already saved us $50,000 in the year over and above what we pay them. So they said, as far as we're concerned, Pittard has paid its way with our company for life from just one idea. And what I was delighted about was that this is $50,000 pure profit. This is $50,000 straight into the owner's pockets over and above what they paid us, $50,000. And that's just from one idea. And please understand, I'm not telling you this to blow the Pittard trumpet. Why I'm telling you this is to point out that agents make a lot of mistakes. They sign up for contracts and they sign up for services that are just completely take profit away from them. And it's not given much thought because everybody seems to be doing it. Somebody like us comes along, profit consultants, and we look at what they're doing and we say, well, hang on, why do you need to be making this expense? Can you get out of that contract? Can you cancel that? And when they do cancel it, they save money. So you've got to question every expense. And this is where Pittard, as profit consultants, we get our leaders to do just that. Question every expense. Stop paying money that doesn't lead to profit and spend the money on areas that will increase your profit. And then leave some left over and put that into your profit pot, because it's all about profit. So don't look at what your competitors do. There are an awful lot of people in real estate that aren't making a lot of money despite their appearances. And if you follow what they do, you'll get the results they got. And if they're not making much profit and you follow what they're doing, you'll make low profit as well. The second greatest mistake that agents make is accepting mediocrity. You don't meet negative winners. In the positive thinking states, most real estate agents, they've just capitulated. Mediocrity rules. Mediocrity makes sense because it's so common. Let it be common to other agents. Never accept it in your agency. If you accept low standards, you get low results. When you demand high standards and you absolutely, totally refuse to accept mediocrity in any form, then you get high results. Eradicating mediocrity is one of the hardest things a leader will ever do. One of the most important, I must say, too. The third greatest mistake is focusing on turnover. It's one thing to fool others into thinking that you're a success when you're not, but it's something else entirely to fool yourself. Turnover, or gross income, is the second most common measurement in real estate. It's very dangerous as it makes no allowance for expenses. Many agents win awards for high turnover, and at the same time, they're making a loss. The most important success measurements in order are profit, the amount of income less the amount of the expense. 2, team income, the amount your sales team earn. 3, client satisfaction, the people who dealt with your agency would willingly repeat their experience. The fourth mistake on page 90 is overspending in low or no return areas. Many common expenses have disadvantages not realised by most agents. These are the expenses that cause the most hardship. They leave agents perplexed as to why they work so hard and receive so little. These expenses have the following characteristics. They greatly reduce or eliminate profit. The financial return is less than the expense. the expense could have produced a far greater return if spent in another area. Occasional successes become justification for continuing the expense. Some examples are Premier Advertising, and this is a total waste of money. Many agents who have committed to this expense now regret the decision. And we're advising our agents to not spend their money on Premier All contracts. It is absolutely crippling a lot of real estate agencies who now have to sell off market because they haven't got the money to fund the Premier All advertising on every single one of their listings. If you need advertising to convince sellers that they should list with you, you have a big, big skill problem in your company. Advertising is the listing tool of the week. Franchises, you pay a lot of money to use somebody else's name. For more information, see the podcast Why Join a Franchise on the Pittard website. You can build a successful independent real estate agency. Pittard is the independent alternative. High commissions to salespeople. The high percentage of sales income paid to poor performing salespeople means the entire profit from the sale is often lost. Purchasing rent rolls. Agents who borrow to purchase rent rolls make a dreadful mistake. Rent rolls are overvalued and labour intensive. If you want to create a rental department, build a rent roll organically. Never buy a rent roll with borrowed money. The fifth mistake on page 91 is underspending in high return areas. Simple and enormous profit opportunities are unknown to many agents. Successful agents spend in high return areas and not in low return areas. So some examples. Marketing for listings. Most agency marketing is spent marketing properties. Recruitment marketing. Training and education. Competitive salaries to attract winners. Business profit consulting. Those are the areas that'll get you far more profit than, for example, say, wasting money on Premier All advertising. So spend your money in high return areas. The sixth mistake is fear of the sales team. Leaders have become so fearful of their salespeople that they'll do almost anything to keep them. This has ruined many real estate businesses. In Singapore, for example, salespeople are paid 90% commission, and there can also be a 5% override paid to a team leader. Business owners in Singapore tell me that they need 1,000 salespeople just to break even. Now, every year, 30,000 people leave the industry, and roughly the same amount of new people enter the industry. Most of the salespeople make little money. No wonder there's no money for support and training in most agencies. With hiring, induction and training and development systems, you can hire inexperienced people and rid yourself of the fear of replacing those who do not fit your company's culture. With hiring, induction and training and development systems, you can hire inexperienced people and rid yourself of the fear of replacing those who don't fit the company's culture. And the seventh mistake on page 92 is working in and not on the business. When you start a new business, of course you must work in it. Survival is your priority. Survival, however, can become a habit if you're not careful. Don't become trapped in the role of a selling principal. For as long as you remain in this role, your business development will suffer. Once the business cash flow is positive, you must step back and work on the business. Again, we come back to the necessity of a proven winning system. The aim is to develop the business to the point where it's not entirely dependent on you. If you can do this, you'll have a true business, one that gives you a great life, not one that consumes your life. At Pittard, we're very big on systems. We believe they keep you on track when it comes to implementing systems. And on page 93, we begin your 20-point success checklist. First of all, take the right advice. Don't be lured into following systems that produce results that are common in the industry. Many systems typically used in the industry produce low profits. Two, legal requirements. Understand the legal requirements for opening and operating a real estate business. Always be sure to obey the law. Three, your qualifications. Do you know how to list and sell real estate? Can you sell sufficient property each month to exceed your break-even point? You've got to be able to do that. Four, type of business. It would be foolish to take on too much at once. Sales, rentals, strata, stock and station, rural, residential, they're all different businesses. Know the type of business that you'll be opening right from the beginning. Five, area. Where will you open or purchase your new business? Some areas are more lucrative than others. Six, are you going to open an existing business or start from scratch? Seven, plans. Prepare a business plan. Understand the type of expenses, fixed and variable. Also understand the difference between fat and muscle expenses. Forecast your listings. Know where they'll come from. Prepare your marketing plan and forecast your income. Eight, premises. If you start from scratch, you'll need to choose premises. Don't go too big and don't fall in love with premises. Consider whether you need a main street location. Number nine is name. Will you join a franchise, a marketing group, or go independent? We recommend the latter. 10 is branding, graphic design, signage, stationery, domain name, website, CRM, things like that. Prepare to go to market in all three areas, print, digital and personal. 11, opening hours and membership to industry bodies. What hours will you open? Will you join your industry bodies? 12 is fit out, the basic internal structure of your office, partitioning, things like that. Stay within the budget. 13, equipment. Buy in accordance with your budget. 14 is capital. Do you have trading cash sufficient for 3 months trading until you receive a regular flow of settled sales? Have you fitted out and set up within your budget? Number 15 is team. If you start from scratch, open with one team member, a top-notch person who can act as a receptionist, and then grow into a management role as the business develops. Build your team from this one hire. You need salespeople and home finders as soon as possible. To do this, you need effective hiring systems and reward systems. Contact Pittard if you need advice. 16 is system. Choose or develop a system that will give you the success you expect. This is not the time for ready, fire, aim. Without a successful business system, the business runs you and not the other way around. 17, system checkpoints. Have checkpoints prior to opening and have them once you open. Progress comes from doing the right actions repeatedly. Each evening, you check what needs to be done the next day. Each week, you check what needs to be done the next week. So too each month and each year. 18 is results focus. It's too easy for selling principals to be distracted from the primary objective, and that is survival. If you don't make sales sufficient to exceed your break-even point, you are losing money. Nothing should get in the way of making a profit. Your first focus each month is to exceed BEP, your break-even point. 19, and this is a big one, mix with winners. If you follow our advice and go independent, you should associate yourself with other successful, like-minded business people. Remember, there is appearance and there's reality. Some people appear to be successful when in reality they're struggling. We do not recommend that you follow the advice of such people. We invite you to check out what Pittard can offer you. Pittard is the independent real estate agent's alternative to franchises and to marketing groups. We are not industry trainers. We are real estate agency profit consultants. If you don't compete with one of our member agencies, we invite you to an obligation-free inspection of the agency profit system. You're also welcome to speak with members of our leaders circle. We have no doubt that you'll find conversations with these people like a breath of fresh air. And 20 is study leadership. From the moment you hire your first employee, you have joined the ranks of leaders. In what direction are you going to lead your company, up or down? What culture will you instill in your company? What are your values and standards? What are your goals and what is your vision? Leadership can be learned. Great leadership can be directly linked to high profits. As we finish up, let's examine the pursuit of profit on page 95. Number one, profit is the purpose of business. Two, you can never go broke making a profit. Three, profit and turnover are not synonyms. You do not keep turnover, you do keep profit. Number four, ego is one of the biggest causes of lost profit. 5. Profile seeking has caused the death of many businesses. Seek profit instead. 6. Link every expense directly to profit and cut expenses that lead nowhere. 7. Your largest profit is in your people. Hire well, train well, and support well. 8. To build a profitable business requires a minimum of 5 years hard effort. 9. Many people pretend to be profitable. Be careful who influences you. 10. Integrity and long-term profit are closely linked. Be proud of how you made your profit. 11. The education of your people is your second greatest link to profit. 12. Your greatest link to profit is your attitude. 13. Devote an hour a day to learning your craft. 14. Action without thought is the cause of all loss. 15. Thought and sustained action is the cause of all profit. 16. Your profit level is a direct reflection of your ability to serve others well. 17. You will always earn only the profit you deserve and not a cent more. 18. Do more than you're paid for. Value is rewarded with profit. 19. Pay cash and avoid debt. Become financially impregnable. 20. There is more profit to be earned than you could ever have time to count. 21. There are hundreds of excuses for losses, but never any good reasons. 22. Set fundamentals in place. Set goals and work hard. The profit will come. 23. Never be too proud to admit errors. Seek help. You won't make it alone. 24. The team is a reflection of the leader. You get the team and the profit you deserve. 25, never be ashamed of profit. It's a sign of your honesty and effort. So thank you for taking the time to study how to open your own profitable real estate agency. We'll never tell you that taking on your own real estate business is easy, but it is rewarding if you do it properly. You need the right level of startup capital so that you have no immediate money worries when you open or when you take on an existing business. You'll also need determination, goals, planning, and resilience, but especially you must have a willingness to learn. Pittard enjoys working with some of the best agencies in Australia and New Zealand. At these agencies, we see leaders who set high standards for themselves and their teams, leaders who are respected by their teams, leaders who focus more on results than process, leaders who make exceptional profits, leaders who have plenty of free time with their families, and leaders who have succession plans. With the right systems and with the right guidance, you can build a dynamic sales operation that's a formidable force in your local area. Please contact us for advice before you undertake your real estate venture. It's easier to prevent mistakes before they occur than it is to fix them afterwards. This pre-setup consultation is at no charge. After you open, we would relish the opportunity to work with you on an ongoing basis. Many Pittard clients have been with us for over 20 years, and together our businesses have grown. So we love the opportunity to have you join our family. And that brings us to the end of this podcast series, How to Open Your Own Profitable Real Estate Agency. I hope that your time with me has given you new insights into the best way to commence your new venture. A real estate agency that operates with systems and good leadership can be profitable and a satisfying business to own. It can set its owner and his or her family up for life, offering not only money and plenty of free time to enjoy it, but also the satisfaction that comes from building something worthwhile. You can build a business that is attractive to winners who will want to join you because what you offer is a great working environment. You can build a business that profits regardless of market conditions. You can build a saleable business that becomes part of your retirement assets. As real estate agency profit consultants, we can show you many agencies that have achieved this level of success. Some are in franchises, most are independent. Collectively, they compete with some of the perceived major players in the real estate industry. Yet despite this fierce competition, they continue to grow and thrive. This is what I call a real business. So please do call us if you think we can help you in any way. Whatever you decide, though, I do appreciate you participating in How to Open Your Own Profitable Real Estate Agency, and I do hope that it gets you off to a flying start. I'm Gary Pittard. Good luck. Please do stay in touch.